It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 923.
What is going on? What are you drinking, Josh Jansen?
I have a coffee. It's a almond cappuccino from Coffee and Office in just on Smith Street.
Lovely
establishment, yeah.
I tell you what, it's not the coffee that's going to kill me because I'm not drinking it. It's not drinking it that's going to kill me.
It's the lack of sleep or something. You keep saying that it feels like midnight, which was my gear. I used to always walk around the office, and when I was a bit depressed, I'd say, does anyone else feel like it's midnight right now? Anyone else want a nap?
For a guy that hadn't been up at midnight in 6 months.
It's a real morale killer though, isn't it? just guys, how is everyone?
Saying you're tired.
Yeah.
Do you think saying you're tired in a team setting is a morale killer?
Especially at 10 a.m. Don't you think? Or do you think it brings everyone together?
Well, it depends. If you're trying to sort of fake it until you wake it.
It's funny.
Fake until you wake it. That's when you wake up. You're like, guys, I'm good. you're yawning inside. That's the sensation inside. Actually, yawns feel great. Let's be honest.
Yeah. But also I think that we can all see through the faking. If someone's tired and someone's trying to fake it, I can see it. Like, oh, you're just tired.
Well, it's you on LinkedIn after a few drinks.
Yeah.
You know those endorsements.
Exactly.
Are absolutely fake. Mm-hmm. No. I'm actually just been training a bit more.
That's good.
Well, 2 days in a row. I've been, hitting the outdoor gym. It's nice to be able to just walk down now with no mask on. I actually didn't take a mask with
me, outdoor which was a bit gym, naughty. Not as in your backyard, but as in at like a playground.
Yeah, there's a, I got there yesterday and it was an absolute playground. These 2 5-year-olds just playing on the exercise equipment. I mean, it's cute. It's cute. The dad was there. He looked like he was on a business call, giving me a bit of a nod. I nearly knocked his kid out with just moving with my body. Like doing a sort of torso twist, nearly KO'd the kid. And it was all right. But I feel a bit tired from that, which is nothing to complain about. But the reason I think it's weird where you sort of discover a little motivation. And sometimes you find a bit of motivation in a little bit of self-hate, just not too much.
That's all my motivation. Where else can you get it from?
As Jeff Jowett, who used to own Body Trim, he's been on the show a couple of times, he says, it needs to sting a little to make change.
Oh, that's so true, isn't it? Catching yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Or just putting on those pants that you were wearing pre.
Yeah, yeah. Or if in his case, it's alcohol that that's his vice and he doesn't drink anymore. But if you're a fuckwit on alcohol and you ruin a friendship because of it, it's stinging.
Yeah.
And it might be what tips you over the edge to make the change you need. And so I'll tell you how I've got to the point of it's stinging a little.
Oh, great.
And committed to making some change. Mm-hmm. Nothing other than just move more, eat less. I tell you what, if you're a guy who has a hairy chest, like real hairy, I'm talking gorilla hairy. That's me.
Yes.
Like I've got a real hairy chest. And I guess you do too.
Different type of hair though. We're both hirsute.
But, definitely.
Yeah, yours is maybe a little bit more sort of gorilla-y in sort of style, whereas mine's like picture, sort of just like pubes on my...
Yeah. So, the guy from Star Wars, the long haired sort of face hair, like it's almost straight. Like my chest hair is like quite straight.
Well, you straighten it every morning.
You've got it. That's why I'm up at 4.
It smells like burnt hair at your joint.
But I took a shaver. Not a foam shaver, like an electric shaver, and I shaved off my entire chest and stomach hair. And I tell you what, it's hiding some stuff. That hair, it's hiding.
You
look like. Well, I've done it before, but it just really stung this time.
It's the big reveal.
It's the big reveal. I tell you what, mate. It just made me a bit sad, but just a bit angry, a bit, you know, just you're pathetic. You're an absolute pathetic.
Where were you? Were you in the shower doing it? Lucky the shaver's waterproof, so it, any tears wouldn't affect.
Mate, it would... We would be needing a plumber. I went outside.
Okay.
Yeah. I did it outside. Uh-huh. And then I went back inside to have a look at the
situation. Do you reckon it's blown everywhere? So, like, there's
Definitely.
A bunch of
definitely
neighbors. And what's connected? Like, what's stuck on the... Yeah.
Just walking?
Good morning, everybody. What is that? I think there's...
Doris, what's in my coffee? Is there a dead cat?
Yeah.
No, it looked like it looked
I think a fox has gotten to some sort of animal. This is
it looked like a small marsupial had been eaten by a fox.
Yeah.
It and no doubt, no joke did.
And so
ripped apart.
So you shaved your breasts, your
pecs. I've got some shape still. Look, dude. I mean, you put in as many years. You take steroids when you're young. You hope that you've still got a fucking bit of shape on your body.
But doesn't that... Doesn't steroids give you breasts?
No. You're talking about is gyno, which is an effect when you come off the steroids, I think. Mm-hmm. This is bro science, which was...
I was consulting a
professional bro science guy who gave me the steroids. Uh-huh. But no. When you come off, there's like an imbalance of... estrogen and it can sort of develop.
So what are you going to do? Because I feel the December where everyone's going to be relaxing. That's where I'm like on my bike, you know.
Feeling
good.
The whole thing is like I've taken a leaf out of our book, which was get in earlier. December 1, we were getting in. But then I was like, today, like I was asking the question, which is so basic, is do I need this or do I want this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all surrounding food.
Is it serving
food.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Do I need this or do I want this? Do I need it? Meaning, am I actually starving?
Yes.
Have I not had anything today? And is it actually going to fuel me? So, I've just been asking some of these questions, but I'm just trying to build that momentum. But, yeah, find something that stings and it doesn't have to be... I'll tell you the one caveat around this stuff is I've got the best mental state in terms of my appearance on my body that I've ever had. Like, think about me as a 19-year-old dude weightlifting, trying to... Like, it's all driven for vanity, right? It's all just so I fucking look better.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking about health. I felt good. But it's the wrong mindset to get into it, I think. Or it's just, it was what it was for that time. And so, in saying that it stings a bit, is more just like, you know what, here's one thing. When I go away for Christmas, the thing about if you haven't been training, exercising, is that you absolutely just get fucking destroyed from a small workout.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as fun. And so, when you actually have built a small base of fitness or strength, training becomes more fun. And that's the hardest bit, getting through that. So, if you haven't trained for 20 years and then you decide, I'm going to start fucking training, there's some hell that you go through at the start, not to scare you off, but it is like just being able to pump out your 20 push-ups, which most people can't do.
So, I was watching on YouTube, there's a YouTuber that's turned into sort of this fitness person, and she does these workouts, and I look at them, I'm like, it seems pretty simple, because I get stuck is in complexity, where it's like too many things at once. But like, she just sort of like jumps, and then she has like her weights and jump, jump. I was like, I can do that. Even burpees, I think I could be the burpees guy. Because the burpees is essentially falling down and getting back up, falling down, getting back up.
I think you explained the core. Things look simple, but they're hard. Burpees destroy people.
But maybe that's where you know, like, because for me, I almost like I see it. I'm like, surely that's that seems too easy to
no,
be
I know, but
the thing.
That's even what
I was even surprised when we trained how much resting, like I know that you weren't going too hard to start with.
Yeah.
But there is, you sort of do some weights.
Yeah.
And then you're sort of, you're spotting your mate while you do it. Like, it's not crazy.
It's slower than you think. But the thing is, if you train this, that is that you've hit the nail on the head. I used to train people like that, slowly build them in, and then they build a base level of strength, and then you can absolutely. It's more fun, to be honest. Like, it's actually more fun because what you're talking about is the high movement. It's like keeps your mind going. Like, I'm on to the next thing, next thing, next thing. I'm not stopping. The thing is, someone who's starting out can't handle it. Or they could, they might mentally, but it would just physically destroy you and wouldn't want to come back in. And so there is
something about it's going to be fun. And this is why I love about my, not to push, you know, the bike narrative
that
too
much.
We sold the other bike though, the exercise bike.
Oh, it was for the price that you set it for on Gumtree?
200 bucks. 199, they gave 200, which is great. We paid 370 for it, I think.
Did you list it as 199?
Bree did. I'm not in charge. I think it gives recommendations maybe.
But or then it puts Bree's it into the 100 plus, you know, under 200 category.
But it's a classic case where it's like the doorbell rings. Bree's like, oh, it's the guy picking up thing. I'm like, look, I can't deal with this. Like, it's just – so I took the bike out of my office, put it into the lounge room, and I said, if you need me, scream. And then I went into the office and closed the door and just got my laptop out like, okay, what am I going to do? I'll do some emails or something. And it was so quick. And Bree was like, she was shocked.
Bree was gone.
Yeah. No, Bree was shocked. She was like, they were so normal. It was so easy. Yeah. And the other thing is, she said he was a little bit, you could tell that this was all new to him too. But they just took the whole bike and we don't know how are they getting it home?
What's more awkward, young kids on their first date or two people who have never done a Gumtree purchase?
I think the Gumtree stuff is pretty pretty awkward. But then Bree was like, oh, did we rip them off? Like, is it fair? I'm like, it's fine. Like, it's all good.
How much did you pay for it?
$370. We sold it for $200.
Oh, mate. It's unused.
I know. And that's the thing. I said it's like there was a time where we got it. And we're like, oh, this is okay. We knew it wasn't that great. But it's for the guy's daughter who, might be doing some sort of training or whatever or, you know, might be into sports. This is a great – like the coach has said, okay, everyone, you need to be doing some form of cardio during the break just to keep your fitness up. It's a perfect 200 buck bike. It's great.
What you pay, what was paid for it, how old it is, and how much you're paying now, and that is a bargain.
Mm-hmm. And so that worked out very well. No, but so my point is, I think the fun element gets underplayed, and so what I think is that PTs will commonly say like, oh, you know, like, come on guys, you've got to make it fun. Like, yeah, it's gonna be fun. Mm-mm. They're not fun. Like the PTs, not fun. Not fun people. Why are we giving people that aren't fun? Why are we putting them in charge of fun? So I think
Some people really get around it.
Yeah, I get it. But I think that if what I like about the bike is they're training me, but they're a cyclist and they're like, oh, okay, like look over here and see this thing and do like, I just feel that it's not, I think I'm too triggered by PTs. I've got to remind you of when I was 18 years old and I did a contra deal a PT and he would eat a Magnum ice cream and then do a workout to show how much it would take to burn that amount of calories.
How much?
It was a lot. And so I just, you know, film the whole thing. And the annoying thing, like I was filming all this stuff and then I just couldn't bring myself to use the training sessions. And so it just, I've had this so many times. I was paying for a gym membership and then the PT started asking me about wanting to set up a Kickstarter campaign for something. I just always get dragged in to the dumb entrepreneurial. Good on them for doing stuff, but I just don't need the drama. I don't need I'm like on the weekends filming their fucking CrossFit Olympics. You know, that's where I feel like it ends up going, you know.
I've actually
filming their fucking Survivor entry. Just fucking stop it.
There is a certain type that is a PT. I think, like, there is a what do you call it? Like a what's that word? not an archetype, the type of person that embody that becomes a PT. It's like
stereotypical. They're a type of person,
stereotypical PT. Mm-hmm. Think about them. It's pretty common. Like I've worked in multiple gyms and it's got the person you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I think that is the problem when it mixes with you, infamously awkward.
Yeah.
And what happens when those two collide in a setting like that? So you've got the status of a trainer who gets to tell you what to do, which you don't like, and then you have you who ends up just going along with it.
I had one guy changed his name. I've had like six PTs in my life or whatever. One guy changed his name by default to almost like a wrestling name. It's like you can make this shit up. I won't say the name because then it will reveal who it is.
Conan.
Yeah. He had like this, you know, top dog name. And do you know what? They all say the same shit to me. They're all like, you know what? I like to focus on movement. We're going to fix your back. And do you know what? They end up fucking my back up more. It's always like I go to the sports doc and they're like, why were they getting you to do kettlebell swings? You fucked your back. And so I understand that everyone's doing their best.
Yes.
But yeah, if anyone has pushback to PTs or gyms, you're not alone. And so I think that it's trying to work out what like the element is, the fun. Like what can you do that is fun? I think for me, it needs to be wrapped around technology. So I need to have all the you know, like I've got the Wi-Fi connected scales.
Yeah.
Those types of things.
What? You have those?
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean, Wi-Fi connected scales?
Oh, I got them. I've actually had two in my life. So I had one by WII Things, or maybe One Eye, can't remember. But also, just a correction, I'd been saying Everybody Feed Phil yesterday, the Netflix show. It's actually called Somebody Feed Phil.
Somebody
not every, Feed but he was the EP of Everybody Loves Raymond. That's where the confusion was.
Okay.
But yeah, Wii Things started with that. But then got a Fitbit when I was selling all those Fitbits years ago through Melbourne Geek. I bought a Fitbit scale and was measuring my weight. But I haven't done like it's all these things are a bit of a clusterfuck when it comes to connecting it to the Wi-Fi, doing the initial setup. I used to have it set up. The Wii Things would tweet every time I weighed myself.
Yeah,
it's a bit obnoxious. And so I want to The whole technology thing, bring it all into the apps, tracking everything, seeing all, like, I do love that idea.
Would you get an implant? Like, if there was something that you could get, not a
chest implant.
Not a pec implant or a calf implant or a six pack implant.
Yeah, if I could get like a glucose monitor, definitely. Like, because there's all that sort of stuff around like glucose. Eating around your blood sugar levels, making sure, seeing what responds to different things. I'll definitely get around that.
I mean, it's like the people are already doing it. They're putting little things into their body to track shit. It's a bit freaky. I mean, you say you'd do that, but would you take the coronavirus vaccine?
Yeah, I mean, the thing, you know, I would. I feel like life is a big experiment in a lot of ways.
True.
And so you know. There's heaps of shit we don't know if there's going to give us cancer and all that sort of thing. Mm. But then there's all like risk and reward. Yeah, I got big into the DEXA scan stuff, which we've spoken about a bunch, which is, you know, body composition shows you exactly, you know, where, you know, the fat and muscle, like lean muscle, all that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is good. I mean, there is a version for me that I feel it can be that it can complicate shit for me. Mm-hmm. And then I pass out.
But we think differently. So this is the thing. If we've discovered anything, you and I are motivated by extremely different things. Mm. So I'm the guy that for 2.5 years would look at analytics every single day on YouTube and on, you know, on Simplecast, our podcast, like all of these different things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, there's an element where PTs will say, don't overthink it. But anything that's ever worked for me has been completely overthought. Mm. And by not overthinking it, I don't actually get into that obsessive, like I'm either in or out. I need to sort of And so if if I don't get into that obsessive state where I'm like watching all the videos and you know, doing spreadsheet stuff, I'm not going to be, you know, engaged. I need to be engaged in the process.
Maybe you've just had the wrong PTs, because there are some really good ones that are analytical like that. They,
I feel like Durham would be great. He'd get
Durham's awesome friend of ours. He likes to track shit. Like, there is just some quality ones. The problem is you pay a lot of money, like anything. You end up paying.
Well, I've got my bike now, so
you've paid for your PT.
Yeah, and so if I do, you know, two sessions a day, two 45-minute sessions, you know, one in the morning, and it sounds like a lot, right? When you say that, it's like, oh, JJ, you're going to blow your load pretty early. Like, why go so full on? But I think that doing two sessions, if you think about it, PS5, how long are people spending on their PS5?
Keep it so fun.
No, but this is so fun. Like, being able to, you know, going to different parts of the world.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what will be more fun than the PS5 is when you're actually healthy, feeling great. Mm-hmm. You're hitting whatever goals that you want. And I mean, I just think back to the tricky bit is when you get fit. Like, I've got really in shape in the past, but it's been clouded by other feelings of obsession or whatever. And so, but I felt fucking amazing. Like, I think I've talked about it on the show, like walking upstairs or just fucking, you just, the energy you have, crazy. You feel so good.
For me, it's a clothing thing, I think, as well. Like, just having more options, just being able to be able to wear, you know, different things.
Oh, mate, I bought some great clothes over the weekend from shop on Smith Street, little voucher for my birthday. Oh, yeah. Thanks to GB and Jess and Mace. I got some linen shorts linen shirt. Oh,
beautiful.
I'm ready for a boat party, baby.
Did you get boat shoes?
No. I did buy some new shoes though. Bought some
You finally got some. What'd you get?
I got some Lacoste. They're actually the best.
Because I did say to you, I said, I was like, oh, I feel like I remember them sort of falling apart. But then Mason has some and he swears by them. He was saying they're great.
Yeah, they feel good. They look good. I mean, I'm going to look good wearing this outfit. I don't know when I'm going to wear it, but
it's going to wear it at the Christmas party.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, definitely. And then I'll wear it the next Christmas party for my family and then Christmas Day.
You know. It's a Thanksgiving weekend in the US.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this weekend. I heard an interesting stat. 65% of Americans expect to have a family fight at Thanksgiving.
Say again,
60%? 65% of Americans expect to have a family fight at Thanksgiving.
Well, it is the season for punch-ups with your family.
I think going off memory, I think it was something like 17. There's a 17% increase in automotive accidents during Thanksgiving.
Jesus.
There's, I think, three times as many house fires during Thanksgiving.
Too many turkeys.
Yeah.
Too many turkeys on fire. last Christmas night, actually, staying up at Amy's mum's place in Sydney, and there was a huge domestic, just mum and mum screaming at each other. It was horrible, but because it was like one of those hot nights that is just dead still, and you can hear everything.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Seriously,
it was alcohol fueled. They were definitely just on the Jim Beam and Cokes and just yelling. I mean, you don't want that. If anything, just get through your miserable fucking Christmas and then get on, you know, survive till Boxing Day, then just bitch about them behind their back, then blow up in person. Just do it.
I do feel like around this time of year, though, things are cyclical. At the moment for me, I'm in the watching reviews. Like, I think because this time of year, I'd be thinking about what do I want for Christmas? And so I'll be watching reviews and I'm like just in this. I think it's
product
when it's a
reviews,
bit. When it's a bit hotter outside, maybe. YouTube, watching like just unboxings of stuff. What do you find that when it comes to this time of year, you probably go outside?
That's me doubling down on getting fucking training at least half an hour a day. For me, I always end up at the shopping centre looking for shoes.
Oh, really? Is this a, yeah?
I literally did it last year. Mm. I did it last year this time, like Christmas time, and I had the same problem. Annoyed that they don't have size fucking 13.
Well, JB Hi-Fi, I feel like, is always a big one for me. It's like you're going like, yeah. I just end up, I just don't need anything, but you just end up in JB Hi-Fi. It's like, fuck, get something. End up walking away with another Google Home, even though you've got one in every room. It's like, well, it was on sale.
No, it is. I mean, it's just the feel of this time. I think it's like, we're like 3 weeks out from holidays, or most people are like 4 weeks out from finishing for the year. Not even a month. And so you start to, I don't know, you maybe yawning a bit more because you're preempting 3 weeks off, or you're preempting a 2 week break, or whatever, you get a 1 week, or just something other than doing your normal every day. And so that's where I start to go there. I'm just like, we're nearly there. Mm-hmm. But it helps that, I mean, I'm actually looking forward to the Christmas parties and the Christmas things we've got going on. Yeah. Amy's birthday. It is nice. It is nice.
It is. All right. Well, it's a Daily Talk Show. Before we go, talking about Christmas, you asked about white Christmases or your desire to have a white Christmas. And Mark says, hey, guys, hello from Switzerland. I couldn't help but reach out after TJ's wish for a white Christmas. We live in Zurich, Switzerland, mate, and we've been waiting for a white Christmas for years. Love your show, guys. Have a great start to the week. Best wishes, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Does it snow in Zurich? Is it meant to snow in Zurich? Zurich snow.
Yeah.
He moved there because it was promised snow.
For the snow. But I did see 3D Dill messaged me this morning. Hey, legend, just listen to Ep 921. Here's our snow. It's like the amount of snow at their place is crazy. Holy shit. Yeah, it looks like one of those houses that you make, gingerbread houses or whatever. It's got like, you know, fake snow. It looks sick.
I'm looking at Zurich snow photos. It looks amazing. I wish it snowed. I hope it snows for you too, because that looks amazing. Mm. But no, I want to go to Switzerland, one of the chalets. That's my dream.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like the private jet as well? You know,
is a chalet like where they've got like the spa and stuff? Like that sort of, what's a chalet?
What is a chalet meaning? Chalet. How do you spell chalet? Anyway, it's off on a tangent. A chalet is just like, here we go. A wooden house with overhanging like eaves. A cabin, typically found in the Swiss Alps. There you go. Mm-hmm. It's just that wood, like the smell of the timber. I could imagine they've got like an outdoor spa and a steam room inside, and it's the full experience. A chalet, whatever you do.
It's a Daily Talk Show. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Also, there are, all these episodes are streamed on YouTube. I've been seeing all these people say, make sure you comment, like and subscribe. We never say this. But if you are watching back, please comment on the video. Say something nice. Maybe tell us, is it snowing where you are? Do you have family fights during Thanksgiving or Christmas? Let us know. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See ya.